who've undergone early surgical menopause, what the effect of use of HRT is. And so we've had a prior paper on this topic. The new PROS data that you're seeing here really kind of are very similar to the paper we had published a number of years ago about whether post-oophorectomy HRT use is detrimental, whether it does something deleterious to the effect of oophorectomy. And these data are kind of interesting, but I'm going to, again, not make too much of them. So compared to women who have not undergone oophorectomy and never taken HRT use, as the reference group, women who've just undergone oophorectomy, and this is BRCA1 and 2 mixed together, I'll just here BRCA1 and BRCA2, but not with respect to prior cancer or anything like that, we see a very similar pattern as I showed you before. But in the post-oophorectomy HRT users, we see even smaller or greater effects of oophorectomies. Now, this isn't, again, these confidence intervals are a little wide, and these are not statistically significant yet. And the way I would interpret these data is, at this point, post-oophorectomy HRT use does not confer risk back for breast cancer. It doesn't negate the effect of oophorectomy. The question we might now want to ask is, does it actually help? is it doing something better, or is there a selection effect? Is there a bias here? We've tried to correct for a few things. Interestingly, for those of you who've read this literature, Stephen Nayrod's group recently published a paper showing that women who take HRT who have BRCA1 or 2 mutations are actually significantly protected from a future breast cancer diagnosis. There's a likelihood that that's due to some sort of bias, selection bias. This might be due to some kind of bias, a selection bias of some kind. But it's interesting to see something that we need to pursue further to understand these numbers and the relationship between users and non-users of a post-oophorectomy HRT. But at least I think all of the data so far, bias or not, don't point to any danger, at least in short-term HRT use after oophorectomy. And finally, the question that I think most patients